A snow system moving through the Midwest today will limit the potential for precipitation in the northern plains, and our temperatures are most likely going to continue to be a little bit cool for a while, but nothing too outrageous for this time of the year. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We will not see precipitation in the region today, and tomorrow, even on Saturday, we will have a chance for a few spotty areas of light snow, but for the most part, we will not be seeing any kind of well-organized precipitation event. This is primarily because of a limited amount of atmospheric moisture available for the region. We will have a couple little minor disturbances around, and if you happen to get a little bit of snow, you're not going to have it for very long. No serious travel issues are likely. The first opportunity for more organized precipitation may occur as we get into Sunday or Monday, and at that time some light snow will fall periodically across the northern parts of the region, and maybe see a little bit of snow flurry activity in South Dakota and southern Minnesota briefly as we go into Sunday afternoon. But it'll be Monday that we'll see the better organized event in North Dakota and northern Minnesota as a little disturbance passes by and will likely produce a dusting upwards to an inch or so of snow. The first opportunity for much greater amounts of snowfall will hold back until midweek next week. And at that point, we will see a significant snow event possibly developing and will impact just about all of our region. Now, this system is obviously a full week away almost, and it's just too far out to get very specific about it. But it does have potential to produce a fair amount of snow across the region, and we'll keep a close eye on that as we get closer to that time period. Until then, our temperatures are expected to be relatively favorable, I suppose. No extremes are likely for a while. We are looking for afternoon temperatures today to be in the single digits and teens across eastern North Dakota and west central through northern parts of Minnesota. Everybody else will be seeing 20 and some 30 degree readings, with the warmest conditions likely in western South Dakota. Tomorrow will be the warmest day for most of us. We'll be seeing highs in the upper 20s and 30s, but there will be 40 and 50 degree readings occurring in central and western South Dakota, with the upper 30 and lower 40s in southwestern North Dakota. Even on the day Saturday, we'll still have some warmth around. Upper 20s and 30s will still be the rule in most of our listening area, but 40s will continue in western parts of the Dakotas. As we get out towards the first part of next week, we're going to see a lot of the same kind of temperature regime until we get to Monday, and then we'll start cooling things down just a little bit more meaningfully. As we get towards midweek next week, high temperatures may be limited to single digits and teens in quite a few areas, with nighttime lows back into the negative teens and negative single digits possibly. But again, that's the middle of next week and a long way out in the forecast. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.